Good morning and welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are focusing on Amos, Perek Gimel, the third chapter of Amos. As we had discovered yesterday, this is actually part of the Haftorah of Parshas Vayeshev. So the first eight psukim of this short Perek, in fact, are part of that Haftorah and are revolving around the same theme. Let's look at this Perek on its own grounds. There are really three sections in this parak. The first one is from Pasuk Aleph to Hey, and it talks about danger which is coming. There are words here which are very familiar words because they are in the Haftorah, very powerful images. And Hashem now turns to Israel after saying that Israel and Yehuda have gone over the precipice. It's not just three sins, it's four sins. It's a consummate destruction morally. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about the danger which is coming. He says, look, and in the most powerful words in Pasuk Beis, Rak eschem yodati mikol mishpachos adama, al kein efkoid aleichem eis kol avonoseichem. I have only known you from all the families of the earth. Therefore, I'm going to bring your sin. I'm going to bring your sin to justice. And he gives five of the following mishalim. Hayelchu shnayim yachdov biltim im no'adu. Do two people walk together without knowing, without being aware of each other? Hayishag arye bayar v'teref enloi. Does a lion roar in the forest if it does not caught something? Hayitain kfir kolay mimonosov biltim lokod. Do you hear the call of the young lion cub from its den if it's not caught something? Hatipol siporim al pacha oretz umokeshen lo. Does a bird fall from the skies if it hasn't been trapped? Hayela pach min adamav lokod lo yilkod. Does a net fly up without capturing anything? There are five images over here. We have to try to understand what each of these five images are really trying to do. What's the overall sense of things? Another point to think about in this section is a very important point, and that is, how does being God's one that he knows, the one that's closest to God, make it worse for the nation of Israel? Surely, that should be the reason why God should have a little more mercy for them. Why is it because he knows them, that's why all these terrible things, the justice is about to happen? So let's start off with that question. The Radak points out, the Rashi says, that the reason is because not only does he know us, he knows our sins. Ibn Ezra says, well, because we are the king's courtiers, we're in the palace, so to speak, we're in the land of Israel, we hear his Torah, we know his values, that means to say that we should know better, and therefore we are held more accountable. That's the way the classic Mefarshim point this out. But the Abravanel says, perhaps in a more succinct way, and that is, and Malbim goes along with this, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Hashkoch. Hashem cares about, he watches, he intervenes in the world. But when it comes to the world in general, it's on a level of what's called Hashkacha Klalis, which means to say general observation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned that nations should survive or should not survive, that the ecological system of life continues on a general level. Every specific individual, every specific blade of grass, maybe not as important, potentially. When it comes to the nation of Israel, there is what's called Hashkacha Pratis, which means to say that there is individual providence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu affords us. But coming along with that is the notion that small actions do matter. Individuals who don't do what they're supposed to doing, or they do, really do matter. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. Rak eschem yodati mikol ha-mishpachos adama. I do want to point out over here that there was a beautiful speech given in November 2014 where Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks attended the International Colloquium on the Complementarity of Man and Woman, which was convened at the Vatican by Pope Francis. And he was given one of the keynote lectures. And he spoke on the topic of marriage and love. The topic is the institution of marriage, the most beautiful idea in human civilization. And I just like to quote one point over here, which is really fascinating. He took quote Rabbi Sacks. And there is a deep connection between monotheism and monogamy, that just as there is in the opposite direction between idolatry and adultery. Monotheism and monogamy are about the all-embracing relationship between I and thou, myself and one other, be it human or the divine other. What makes the emergence of monogamy unusual is that it is normally the case that the values of the society that are imposed on it by the ruling class, and the ruling class in any hierarchical society stands to gain from promiscuity and polygamy, both of which multiply the chances of my genes being handed on to the next generation. From monogamy, the rich and powerful lose and the poor and powerless gain. So the return of monogamy goes against the normal grain of social change and the real triumph for equality, the equal dignity of all. Every bride and every groom are royalty. Every home a palace when furnished with love. That means to say, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is, we have a marriage, Klal Yisrael. Hashem has introduced the concept of fidelity. He's introduced the concept of one entity being completely and absolutely at home with another identity and not betraying one another. That is in terms of Hashem and the nation of Israel. And of course, the mashal is marriage. Let's go one step further. What are the five mishalim, these five images that we see? The two people walking together, the lion roaring to and finding meat, the lion cub calling from its cave, the bird falling from the earth, and the net rising up and capturing something. So the Abba Ranel says, very simple to put them all together, that there's two people, or there's two entities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to, and they are the northern kingdom Israel and the southern kingdom Yehuda, which we saw mentioned at the very end of the last perek. Both of them could not be going along this track, could not be abandoning Hashem and leading a lawless society if it were not for the fact that they consorted with one another. Each other's recklessness in their avodas Hashem, in their adherence to the principles of Hashem, it has encouraged the other one to go even further, to let the bundle slip further down. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu addresses both. And that's why there's two mishalim, there's two for each of them. There's a lion and a cub, which refers to the north and the south, and there's the bird and the net. Both are referring to the same type of punishment, but the point is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, the danger is coming and it's going to be irreversible. You're going to be trapped. The lion is coming, it's going to have captured. Can you not hear the lion calling? The next section in the Perek moves from Pasuk Vav to Pasuk Yud, and it is about the warning of the impending danger. Not the danger coming, but now that I'm actually warning you. And that's where Amos says, does the horn blow in the city and people don't get scared? Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us this. Why? Ki im golos sodo el avodav ha-nevi'im. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always tell his secrets to his nevi'im. Arya sha'og mi lo yirah, famously. The lion calls out, do you not hear? Are you not scared? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. I've given you the answer. I've told the nevi'im, it's coming. Listen, beware, change, grow. That's what Amos is telling the people over here. Hear what I'm trying to say. And the last little point of this micro section is where he says, Hashmiu al armonois of Ashdod, al armonois be'eretz Mitzrayim. Tell the strongholds in Ashdod, which is in the area of Gaza, the Philistines, and in the palaces of Egypt, which are both the enemies of Israel at this point. Look at all the destruction and oppression in Shomron. So the classic Mefarshim, like the Radak would say, what this means to say is that you, Ashdod, the Philistines and the Egyptians, are going to bring about the destruction. You're going to create this destruction. Now, Barbara Nell says that's not historically what happened. It wasn't the people in Egypt or Philistine. It was Assyria who brought about the destruction. Why are they being called in? Because these are the heathen neighbors, the people who do not have monotheism, are being called in to say, look what a corrupt society. They're looking into the destruction we brought upon ourselves. They look into Judaism and they say, is this the kind of country you run? They look and you say, is this what it means to be an upright person, a person who represents what it's meant to be good in the world? That's the indictment on Israel, is that the heathen neighbors are shocked by the aberrations of Jewish actions. That's a terrifying statement. And finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore says at the very end, he says, therefore I'm going to bring down your palaces in Shomron, and Kasher Yatzil Haro Mipnei Ari Shtei Karaim or Bedal Ozen. Like, you know, when you're trying to save something, a lamb's being taken by the lion, you might get a leg out of it. He says that's what's going to happen. When it comes to Shomron, the Shomron's going to be totally destroyed. All that's going to be left is scraps. When the lion Assyria comes, as the Malbim explains, there'll be nothing left. There's no one's going to be saved from this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not a description of mercy, this is a description of cruelty. And finally, at the end of the Nevuah, he says, what's going to happen is that all your houses are going to fall down. Your houses, your winter houses, your summer houses, your ivory towers are going to all fall down. What does it mean? Winter houses, summer houses? So you see from here that they were living in an opulent society. They had vacation villages. They used to go out for the summer here, the winter there. And they lived in great opulence at the oppression of other people. So the Ebenezer says he's actually predicting the earthquake, the rash, which is about to happen, and pull down those houses. Whereas the Barbadel says, no, it's referring to the larger future when the enemy finally comes and it's going to be totally decimated. Either way, we're here, the calling to a society which is so complacent and not willing to hear. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, beware, it's coming. Listen now before it is too late. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.